Welcome to Skies Revival Radio. Many have attended the Sky Family Revival concerts and have been greatly touched by the Holy Spirit. This program was created to keep that fire alive. Today is the day to wake up from all our worldly distractions to seek first the kingdom of God. Nothing will satisfy your soul like giving Jesus first place in your life. Nothing will restore our country except for those who are called by His name to start seeking the Lord with all their might. And this is revival, that we would seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Join us today. Let revival begin with you.
Sin is the quicksand of death, easy to fall into and impossible to get out. Even with our best intentions and strongest resolve to start doing better, we find ourselves at the mercy of our sins, our addictions, our vices. We are doomed and unable to save ourselves from our sins and from death. What are we going to do? There is one who is able. There is one who can rescue us from our sins. Jesus, the Redeemer, came to rescue us from the grip of sin. Find out how. Find out more about this. Stay tuned right here on Skies Revival Radio.
Place your gold in the dust, lay it down among the stones. Turn your heart away, put your trust in God alone. The Almighty will be your gold and joy silver to you. You'll delight in the Almighty, He will turn His face to you. You will pray and He will hear you. Speak, it shall be done. His light will shine upon you. When you are cast down, the Almighty will be your God. The Almighty will be your God.
Hi, this is Tom from the Sky Family. I'm glad that you joined us today as we examine this very pertinent topic of sin. It's something that we all wrestle with. It's something we're all dealing with and something that we all fall into. We are doing a study based on a book called Through the Narrow Gate, The Surprising Door to Radiant Life. If you are following along in the book, we are on chapter 5 today. If you don't have a copy of the book, it's available on Amazon or as a download from our website, theskies.org. It's well worth getting because it's very instructive and helps you follow along. And it's also full of all kinds of funny illustrations that help make the point clear. So today we'll begin chapter 5, which is one of the most inspiring and instructive chapters of the book. Let's sum up last lesson. Ignorantly or willfully, we break all sorts of God's laws. We sin in all types of ways, and we begin to reap the penalty of the law, and that penalty of the law makes us begin to sink in the quicksand of death. It's because of our sins. And someone points out that there is a place of safety, that is, we find that if we obey God, great blessings will come on us instead of great curses. So we begin to struggle to get there. We try to start being good, and then we find we can't. We're so weak that despite all of our good intentions, we run back to sin, and we love everything that kills us. Finally, after we sink deeper and deeper into trouble, we realize that unless there is a miracle, we are dead. Then we can call out to God for help And Jesus comes to rescue us. He is our miracle. He reaches out and he says, I'll pull you to safety. This required that Jesus first took the penalty of the law for us by dying on the cross in our place as though he were us. It was necessary for him to do that in order to fulfill the requirements of the law. And why is that? Well, just go back over the previous lessons and you'll see that someone had to take the punishment, because if there were no penalty enforced for breaking the law, there would not be any law. It would fall apart and we would have not the Ten Commandments, but the Ten Suggestions, that God would like you to obey these, but if you don't, there's no penalty. Well, we all know what would happen if God made them the Ten Suggestions. So there had to be a penalty of the law. Otherwise, no one would obey. And what is the salvation that Jesus has brought to us? First of all, as we discussed earlier, he causes the death penalty charged against us to be dropped. He brings us forgiveness for all of our sins so that we don't have to receive the just penalty for our crimes. Second, he plants in us a new desire to be good so that we do not simply use our new freedom to go out and sin again. He sends the Holy Spirit to strengthen us and to help us in our new desire to be good. This is the miracle of God's salvation. He gives us pardon and then begins to change our heart to want to become obedient children, and then he gives us the strength of the Holy Spirit to actually work it out. And what follows from there is the blessings of obedience found in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, and the blessings of God are immense. Now that we understand the importance of being rescued by God out of a situation that we couldn't escape from, one that would lead us to death, what is the actual process of coming to peace with God? This is the most important question of your entire eternal life. For those who have met our loving Savior already, you can use this as a guide to help lead others into a personal relationship with Jesus. First, sin is the issue. Jesus came to save us from sin. Sin is what brings the curse of God. The quicksand of death is made up of every single sinful thought and action we have. Sin is the issue. Matthew 1:21 says, "And she will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he it is who will save his people from their sins." You may want to get a pen out right now and write down these references so that you can go over them later. This is very, very pertinent and instructive to coming into a real relationship with Jesus. 1 John 3:4 says, "Everyone who practices sin practices lawlessness. Sin is lawlessness. And you know that he appeared in order to take away sins." Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." The next thing to do is admit in your heart that you are a sinner. Understand that you really do break God's laws all day long, just like I did and just like I sometimes stumble into. We are all sinners. We need to admit this. This is called repentance. Romans 1 verse 8 says, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and all unrighteousness of men." Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." We need to admit our need for a Savior. Titus chapter 3, verse 5 says, He saved us not on the basis of our deeds that we have done in righteousness, but according to His mercy by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Spirit. This goes back to last lesson where we're talking about a religion of works and how we're trying to merit God's favor by being good enough. We find that doesn't work very well. 1 Peter 2, verse 22 says, He Himself bore our sins in His body on the cross that we might die to sin and live to righteousness, for by His wounds you are healed. Romans 5, verse 8 says, But God demonstrates His own love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. The next thing to do is confess your sins. 1 John 1, 9 says, If we confess our sins, He is faithful and righteous to forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. And I just want to point out there the difference between struggling to be good, your resolve to get away from your addictions, your resolve to act better, and we find that we are unable to do these things that are so important. Instead, we come to the Lord in our weakness and we confess our sins. We fall on our knees and we say, Lord, I can't stop sinning. Lord, I can't get away from my drink. I can't get away from my drugs. I can't get away from my cursing. I can't get away from all of these things in my life that are pulling me down. I can't get away from backbiting. I can't get away from speaking evil of people. I can't get away from my desire for all worldly things and my love of the passions of the flesh. I can't get away from these things. Please forgive me and help me and cleanse me. This is the repentance that leads to life. The difference is either struggling to try to be good on your own, which will never happen, or simply confessing our weaknesses to the Lord and asking God for His help. This is the salvation of Jesus. This is the sure foundation of our salvation in Christ. This is what makes us children of God. It is nothing more or less than throwing ourselves at the Lord's feet and confessing our need for a Savior, humbling ourselves, and simply saying, Lord, I can't be good enough. I just keep running to sin. Please forgive me and cleanse me of sin. Please be my Savior. This results in God stepping in and forgiving all of your sins, forgiving them. When you ask for forgiveness, guess what? God does forgive. If you go on in your way and you think you're good enough or you're not that bad, well, believe me, the grace of God is not toward you, and you're going to find that you're a lot worse than you think. But if you humble yourself and you say, Lord God, I just cannot live up to your good standard. Please forgive me. Help me to get free from all of my sins. Please accept me and receive me as your son or your daughter and be my Savior. This results in the salvation which comes from Jesus. It's outside of us. It's not a self-help program. It's not us doing the right things or going through all kinds of religious practices. No, it is reaching out to Jesus, who is outside of us and who takes hold of us and pulls us out of the quicksand of death. When I received Christ as a young man, my burdens were just piled so high. And I went before the Lord when I began to understand that there was a way to be rescued from death. And I just came before the Lord in humility. And I said, Lord, please forgive me for all of my sins. And please accept me. And may Jesus, His atonement, cover me. May I be made into a new creature in Christ because He died for me. please fill me with the Holy Spirit, then I might walk in a way that leads to life. Well, when I prayed that humble prayer, when I repented of my sins, I was visited by the power of God, and my life was radically changed. And all the things that I was into and all the things I was doing, God began to give me victory over them. He began to give me a new desire for the things that are good. He changed my heart, so I began to love the things that were good and pure and innocent and holy. I began to love the things of God. And then the Holy Spirit began working these things into me. Not that I am perfect, far from it. I still fall all the time. But God has given me a new heart that loves the things that are good. And when I cry out to Him day by day for strength, He gives me the power to overcome all of the deeds of the flesh. So this is our rescue. This is the salvation which God has ordained for us, which God has prepared for us. Not one that is, okay, you guys, if you're good enough today, I'll let you come into heaven. No, Jesus came right down and took us and embraced us and took the penalty for us and says, my brother, my sister, take my hand and I will walk you into the kingdom of God. I will walk with you into heaven. I will bring you with me as you trust me, as you hold firm to me. I will bring you into my glorious paradise. Take hold of me by faith, and I will be your Savior. This is the wonderful plan of salvation that has been wrought by God through Jesus. In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24, verse 46, it says, thus it is written that the Christ should suffer and rise from the dead the third day, and repentance for the forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in His name to all nations. This is the salvation of God, that through repentance we can be forgiven of sins. And then we are to simply ask Him to save us. Romans 10:13 says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. Are you in a cesspool of filthiness on the internet, filthiness in your personal life, addictions of all sorts? The Word of God says, whoever will call upon the name of the Lord will be saved, will be rescued, will be cleansed, will be given a new life. Call upon the name of the Lord. And in the Gospel of John, verse 35, it says, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall not hunger. He who believes in me shall never thirst. And in John 6:37, it says, and the one who comes to me, I will certainly not cast out. When you come to the Lord and you think you're so unworthy because of your lifestyle, when you look at yourself under the light of God's beautiful laws and you begin to see how many times you fall short, when you look at your life and you just say, oh, I am unworthy, we have this wonderful promise that the one who comes to Jesus, He will not cast out. God will accept you as you come to Him in whatever condition that you are in. If you have made a total mess of your life, if you have done things to harm people, if you have caused all kinds of havoc and disruption in your family, if you have caused all kind of hurt and heartache to your family members, and you think you are not worthy, He says that the one who comes to me, I will certainly not cast out. In John 1, verse 12, it says, as many as received Him, He gave to them the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in His name. I'd like you to pray with me right now. Lord Jesus, we come before You because we are sinners, all of us. We are all sinners. We have all fallen so far short of the mark of being blameless, innocent children of God. We are so weak in ourselves and so unable to save ourselves. And so we call out to you right now. We call out to the Lord Jesus and say, Lord, please come. Please forgive us of our sins. Please cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Please make us new creatures in Christ and make our sins, though they are scarlet, to be as white as snow. Lord, make us to be clean like little children again, Lord. Please forgive us and make us to be those blameless, innocent children of God. We thank you for the gift of your salvation, your unmerited favor, that you reach out to sinners like us and bring us into your glorious paradise because we have humbled ourselves, because we have repented of our sins. And that is the acceptable way of salvation which you have made. Father in heaven, we thank you for sending Jesus to take our place with the death penalty that we might be set free. Father in heaven, we thank you for sending the Holy Spirit that he might give us a new nature and a new strength to walk in a way that pleases you. Oh, Lord God, may your salvation visit us and may we be those new creatures. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen. We have uplifting and edifying material available on our website, skiesrevivalradio.org. The first book of the Revival Begins With You series is perhaps the most inspiring of all. It's called Through the Narrow Gate, The Surprising Door to Radiant Life. It will help you to sort through all the noise and take you back to the genuine old-fashioned gospel that's reminiscent of George Whitefield, D.L. Moody, and Charles Spurgeon. It's available in both printed and digital formats. And our Celtic Revival CD is also available, along with our brand new CD called Courageous. All of these will lift your spirit up to the heavenlies. Please type in Skies Revival Radio and take advantage of these books and CDs, especially made to lift you up out of the miry clay and set your feet on the straight and narrow path that leads to life.
These radio programs are aired weekly all across the country and on internet radio. It is a faith ministry, and they are supported only by the Sky Family and a little group of concerned Christians who contribute to the radio ministry. If you have been helped or encouraged or edified in any way, would you consider joining that small group to keep these broadcasts going out? It takes a lot of money to produce these programs and to get them out to those who can hear and be encouraged to begin the exciting adventure of personal revival. Your joining with us in this ministry would be a real blessing to many people. Because we don't deduct any kind of administration fee, every dollar you send goes directly to getting the gospel out into this dark world. So even a small donation goes a long way. If you go online and type in Skies Revival Radio, our homepage will come up. Somewhere on the page will be a donate button. If you click on that, you will find a number of ways you can join us in this important work. Or call us at 508-887-1051. That's 508-887-1051. Or email us at tourmanager@theskies.org. If you can't afford anything, don't worry. You can still join our team by standing in the gap and praying with us week by week as the broadcasts go out. It takes a lot of money and a lot of prayer to have the gospel go forth through the media. Thanks so much for your help financially and in prayer. May God bless you.
This song is from the Sky Family. It is available as a download from the Sky Family website.
Of God has come, he shall dwell.